Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, please. There was a debit that came out of my account. My name is Gloria J. Brown, and it was for $54.97. I believe it was for an iPad. Can you check on that for me, please? Because I haven't received it yet.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
44143. And it was Gloria Brown.
Okay, one moment, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and I am still here with you. I'm trying to access an account at the moment.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. To confirm that this is correct, could you verify your shipping address?
241 Greenbrier Court, Greenbrier Court.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have you here previously. You signed up paying the $7.95 for that tablet.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And results in signing up. They do not have you here billed full cost for the item. They have you here for the subscription fee to the store that offered you the survey.
The $54.97?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I still have to pay for the iPad, right?
Well, as I do see here that it shows that no tracking number was created, and this was back on the 24th, I'm able to issue a credit of the $7.95.
Could you please?
Okay, one moment while I get this further situated, and I'll be right with you to assist you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So at this moment, you were aware that the account was previously canceled when you contacted customer service.
It was what? Wait, I didn't understand what you said.
Yes, ma'am. You previously contacted customer service on the 1st of February, and the account was canceled here with us then. And at this moment, I proceed to have a refund process.
All right. So it's being processed.
Yes, ma'am. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man.